Hey guys, it's me, Addison, here, and welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to be talking about kidney transport, so let's get started. Whomever rescues a single soul is credited as they have saved the world. Tolman's quote directly relates to kidney transport because those who save children via kidney transport played a hand in saving the world for them. This was a movement of children during the Holocaust to save lives. Even though kidney transport took children away from their parents, it was a rescue solution to escape the German Nazis. First of all, have you ever heard of kidney transport? According to Kinder Transport 1930 through 1940, Kinder Transport is where they brought thousands of Jewish children to Great Britain to get away from the Nazis. This piece of text tells you what Kinder Transport was, and according to the article, I think Kinder Transport was a great idea because it saved children from being killed from the German Nazis. The editors of Britannica state that Kinder Transport, the rescue solution by the British government, saved 10,000 children under the age of 17. Most of the children were Jewish, and they left Germany, Austria, Poland, and Danzig. Then, they relocated in Great Britain / United Kingdom. This article gives me more information about kinder transport. For example, it tells me where they escaped from, the age range of the children, and where they went to. Now let's see why the children had to escape. At this time, Adolf Hitler had just commanded all Jews be persecuted, because he thought that the Jews were to blame for all of Germany's problems. Based on an article called Kinder Transport Association, immediately after Adolf Hitler's ascent to power in Germany in 1933, his Nazi government launched a campaign of persecution against the Jews. Within months, 10,000 of Jewish people left Germany. Because this article says that one person, Adolf Hitler, was demanding that all Jews be persecuted, it was unfair. I think it's unfair because one person got to tell millions of people what to believe or they'd be persecuted. According to religions, Judaism, kinder transport, in 1938, 9 months before the Second World War, England opened its borders to around 10,000 children, mostly Jewish, who were fleeing the Nazi times. This piece of text tells you even more about how Britain did its part to help. I think Britain did a good deed here by helping the opposite alliance's children. Now that you know why they left, let's find out if ever kinder transport was successful. Based on researches, no one really knows if ever kinder transport was successful. But researches have shown that nearly 10,000 children were saved. According to they were saved was successful thanks to kinder transport, 10,000 Jewish children were saved. This piece of text shows that even though no one knows if ever kinder transport was successful, it does show 10,000 children were saved. Also, even though no one knows whether or not ever kinder transport was successful, I think they were because 10,000 children were saved. According to another article called Kinder Transport Association, at the start of World War II, nearly 10,000 children were sent out without their parents to escape the Nazis. Now that you know that even though no one really knows if every kinder transport was successful, nearly 10,000 children were saved. As you can see, the Holocaust was a hard time for people. It affected innocent people greatly. It especially affected Jews and the Jewish children. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day.